Please begin the next chapter at the top of page 21 in your book.
Lying down was out of the question, and we were only able to sit by deciding to take turns. There was very little air. The lucky ones who happened to be near a window could see the blossoming countryside roll by. After 2 days of traveling, we began to be tortured by thirst. Then the heat became unbearable. Free from all social constraint, young people gave way openly to instinct, taking advantage of the darkness to flirt in our midst, without caring about anyone else, as though they were alone in the world. The rest pretended not to notice anything. We still had a few provisions left, but we never ate enough to satisfy our hunger. To save was our rule, to save up for tomorrow. Tomorrow might be worse. The train stopped at Kuschau, a little town on the Czechoslovak frontier. We realized then that we were not going to stay in Hungary. Our eyes were opened, but too late. The door of the car slid open. A German officer, accompanied by a Hungarian lieutenant interpreter, came up and introduced himself.
"From this moment, you come under the authority of the German army. Those of you who still have gold, silver, or watches in your possession must give them up now. Anyone who is later found to have kept anything will be shot on the spot. Secondly, anyone who feels ill may go to the hospital car. That's all."